WCITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I can't hear myself. Can anybody hear me out there? Oh, Jesus. This is the, hold on. Okay.
The moment that you left, my knees gave out. The promise that I made to keep these vows. The timbre of your voice, how sweet the sound. I'll face it.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and I can't hear myself, so whatever. as long as you can hear me, I've been having tons of technical difficulties. The time is 6:42, and I couldn't log into whatever I was supposed to log into, and then I couldn't even get into the computer, and then blah, 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 and then la, la. But you know what? I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm in a chill kind of mood here, so that works. Usually I'm freaking out, but now I'm just like, whatever. So why is this? Okay, I'm going to troubleshoot that in a minute. Anyways, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here from 6:30 until 8, but because I got like a 12-minute late start, I'm going to just probably go to 8:12. Most people listen to this through podcasts anyways, so if you just go to CITR.ca, you can find all the shows podcasted, which is amazing. So I mean, there's probably 0.5 of y'all just listening actually on the radio. So there we go. Okay. Now that I'm settled in, and I actually got here kind of early. I got a nice parking spot for free by the beach. And I was like, oh, you know, get yourself all nicely set up. And I come in and I'm like, I don't know what this screen is. And I don't know what this is. But whatever. Okay. So what do I have for us today? Let me take a look. I have prepared some songs. We're going to listen to something from a band called The Mopes. These guys were around briefly in the late 90s. We're going to be hearing some Parquet Courts, The Glands, I think some Courtneys, Actors, Goodbye Honolulu, some new King Kong, and that is what today's show is going to sound like, you know? Yeah. The show is every second Wednesday, in case you're curious. So I will be back in 14 days. And prior to last show, so 14 days ago, I hadn't been in the studio since like the beginning of March of 2020. So I think some of my muscle memory is kind of weak. You know, when you come in that like at that frequency, and then here I am trying to remember things, and it's kind of like, uh-oh. Okay, but whatever. Let's just get started with this band called The Mopes. Now, The Mopes are pretty interesting. I literally only just discovered these guys today, and there's some significance to that because I love the bands that these guys are a part of. So The Mopes are members of Screeching Weasel, The Queers. Danny Vapid is the lead singer. And these guys, again, were around for like 2 years. That was it. Again, in the late 90s. We're going to hear something called Baby Doll. And this is off the record. Hold on a second here. Again, I'm a little bit slow on the draw. Let's take a look here. The Mopes were short-lived. Here we go. Band featuring then current and former members of Screeching Weasel and The Queers, led by Danny Vapid. Okay, so far so good. But what record? There were two records, both actually put out by Lookout Records. So this song we're going to be hearing is from, let me just make sure I've got this correct, the second, so the 1999 release, which is called Accident Waiting to Happen. Yes, that is it. Okay, good. Okay, good. I wanted to make sure we're all on the same page, and we are. So let's take a listen to The Mopes here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Baby, thank you. Baby,
service is not that expensive, but that takes commitment and you just don't have it. Feels so effortless to be a stranger, but feeling foreign, such a lonely habit. You can't crap yourself out of the picture, out of focus, but still framed inside. Well, the land got blurry and my heart started hurting. And second chances given without doubt. Guess you've got a history, but it's not worth a mention tonight. Kind is captive to the beers you purchase, sipping through your scenes of plastered confession. Telling pretty stories isn't your sole purpose, telling everybody that you've learned your lesson. But no one's falling for that nice guy bullshit. They waited years, you can wait one night. Well, the land got blurry when my eyes started telling it to. Yeah.
From the New Testament.
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. 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 Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Sab Gray from
our... You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And that right there was new. It's from a band out of Toronto called Teenager. The song is Touching Glass, and that is from the record Good Times. Crazy. This is actually their sixth release on Telephone Explosion Records. This is the label that put out this release. Now, why don't I know about these guys? Like, they're just new to me. So, I mean, you think you've got your finger on a lot of stuff. Oh, speaking of fingers, I'll tell you about that in a second. Apparently not. But I like that. That was awesome. All right. Before Teenager, we heard something from the band The Glands. Now, The Glands are an interesting band. These guys are defunct. They were active like around the turn of the century, that sort of time frame. They're from Athens, Georgia. And we heard the song, what did we hear? The Glands. Living Was Easy. And that you could actually find, it was like the soundtrack to something. That's what it was. It was featured in the DVD Let America Laugh by David Cross. And they toured with Yola Tango back in the day. They're very pavement-y, aren't they? They've got that sort of vibe. Yeah, very of the time, but classic. Very good. All right, before that, Parquet Courts with Berlin Got Blurry off their 2016 record Human Performance. Parquet Courts are out of Brooklyn, I believe. Yeah, speaking of fingers... In case you're like, well, she's sucking more than she usually does, you know, in terms of technical stuff here. Well, I broke my finger. So, and you might think, well, no biggie. It's one of 10 digits. Well, I got, it's a pretty complicated fracture on my left ring finger. And enough where I had to have surgery on it. And now I'm in this like... It looks like a cast, my like wrist hand. It's all immobilized and I can't use my left hand, which is not fun. I realized, and I've been giving a lot of gratitude out to the universe for, first of all, how nominal my injury was and how it's all temporary. And I was able to get, you know, serviced. I was able to get this thing fixed, hopefully. I go in on Monday. They're going to take it apart. I don't know what they're going to do. People are like, what are they going to do? It's all wired together. The whole thing was pretty uncomfortable. Trust me on that one. But again, the gratitude is that this is all temporary. And I say that because things like I can't even put my hair in a ponytail. I can't do that. Showering is a total bitch. I mean, I have to put like two bags over my hand, stick my hand up and like just to clean myself. I can't shave under my right underarm. Right. Because like, think about it. You got my right hand is the only one that's working and I could shave under my left underarm, but I can't go under the right one because, well, it just because your body doesn't do that. You can't. I'm not like my wrist is not double jointed or whatever. So actually I went in to get my legs waxed. I was like, can you just like wax my right underarm? I can't do it. Many things are difficult. Opening up like the lid of anything. Like you take the stuff for granted. So there's that. So I'm kind of gimpy. Here I am. In case you're wondering who this is Anita B, and everything's backwards. I'm like not on the right channel here on the board. Whatever. I seem to have made it work though. I can log in, but I'm still here. All right, what do we got next? Oh, I've got something set up for us. We're gonna hear something from King Khan. I love King Khan. King Khan has been through a bunch of incarnations. They used to be called King Khan and the Barbecue Show. I saw them like 5-6 years ago at the what's that called place? It used to be called like the Owl, the Spotted Owl. It was like Maine near the Viaduct. What was it called now? It was good. I loved that venue. And of course, it was short-lived. It didn't last too long. It's now, I think, the American. Yeah. But anyways, I did see King Khan and the barbecue show there, like I said, about 5 or 6 years ago. And it was a crazy awesome show. It was packed. They killed it. Yeah. Before that, though, one of the guys, if not both of them, were in a band called the Space Shits. So King Khan and the barbecue show, if you will, there were two of them. So I'm wondering if this must be just the one guy, because the barbecue show must have been the other guy. They are out of Montreal. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to hear something off King Khan's very new record, just released May 2021. The song I've got here for you is called Mother Nature's Plan. It is the title track off this record. And yeah, I'm here until 8:12. I got here on time, lots of time to get started. And then I was like locked out of this one account. Anyways, I managed to figure it out. We're good though. So let's keep listening to some music on this beautiful sunny night. The thing I like about CITR, the new station, and I say that because for many, many years, it was in the old sub, Student Union Building. And I'm going to say it was only 5 years ago. Yeah, around that time, that they made the switch to this studio here in the new sub. And the DJ booth, if you will, it has a window and you could see the exterior row of windows and doors, and it's sunny. It's beautiful out, and it gives me some joy versus being, you know, locked up in some like little hovel, little weird hole. All right. So I'm in a good mood. The music is washing over me. I'm feeling positive. Here we go. Let's listen to, again, finally, King Khan here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Same way they hurt you too, as a child of segregation. Ghost. Repeat.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is local band Actors with the song We Don't Have to Dance from their 2018 record, It Will Come to You. I was telling you before this that I broke my finger, and that is proving to be a little bit hectic here when you've got a board and you need to use both hands, and I can only use one. I mean, it's really not that big a deal, to be honest. It's like, I can get by. But, you know, just saying. Let's just blame the fingers if everything, like, blows up. All right. Before that, we heard something really awesome from a North Carolina dude. His deal is called Binky, and we heard the song Clay Pigeon off the record Motor Function. And that's new. That's 2021. Nice. And then from Montreal, we heard King Khan in there before with the title track off the record Mother Nature's Plan. All right. Okay, cool. The time is 7:21. I'm Anita B. I'm here with us all until 8:12 because I got like a 12-minute late start. That's cool. It's nice and sunny out. And what do we have next? We have a lovely, fun summertime song from, it's a classic, I like to think. Classic West Coast summertime fun song from the Courtneys. You know it. It's 90210. This is a great song. And let's take a listen to this on my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B, here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Love.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was a band out of Australia called Emil and the Sniffers with Got You off their self-titled record. Let's see what I can tell you about these guys. They are a four-piece fronted by Amy Taylor. That record was released, a few years ago or so. All right, let's see what else I know. All right, before that, we heard something from Ty Segall. Yeah, that was released in 2014, what we just heard there, which is the title track off his record, Manipulator. Now, Ty Segall is a pretty interesting guy. He, out of California, he was like surfing at the age of 10. Got into music, and he's a redhead. There's that. I don't know. All right, that's Ty Segall. Okay, before that, the Courtneys, of course, with the song 90210 from their self-titled 2013 record. I can't believe the year is 2021 already. How? I remember when that song was new. Okay, enough of my, lamenting my oldness. The weather, though. Let's find out what's going on with the weather. Yeah, weather Vancouver. I think we're coming into another hot streak. I think that's what's called for. Okay, yeah, right here. 5 hours ago, they put out a heat warning. A significant heat wave, according to Environment Canada, will affect the south coast of BC. Significant warming will ramp up today and continue through until Sunday morning. Okay, what does it say? More information here. This is supposed to be hot. So let's just see how hot. Let's just see what we got here. Is it really going to be that bad? I'll tell you. I like the hot weathers, though, so I'm no wimp when it comes to heat. I like it, and I don't complain. Okay, so today is what, Wednesday? So currently the temperature is 26, and according to this, I can look out the window, it appears to be mostly sunny. Yeah, it does. So 26, at 7:35 is nice. Tomorrow's Thursday and the high is 31 with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday is 31 and sunny. And then the weekend, Saturday and sunny, is 29 and 24. So I don't know. That doesn't seem like crazy hot, does it? I don't know. Does that call for a heat warning? I don't think so. And that was according to weather.com, which I quite like. And now I've decided to go to weather.gc.ca. This is Environment Canada, where I read the little warning from. And what's it saying here? Here it says 29, 28, 27. That's not a heat warning. Well, maybe for BC, for people here, because I don't know. It's pretty mild in the summer here. It doesn't get too hot. Okay, so that's what we got going on. The time is 7:35. And right now I'm getting us going to play us something from a band out of Montreal. They're called You Do Right. Y-O-O-D-O-O, right. Let's see. I've got the song for us. The Moral Compass of a Self-Driving. Hold on a second here. Let me click on this. Oh, God. The Moral Compass of a Self-Driving. What is it? Car? Yeah, that's what it is. They just cut off. The Moral Compass of a Self-Driving Car. You can get this on their record, Don't Think You Can Escape Your Purpose. And it's brand spanking new, 2021. It's got 8 songs. And it was released on Mothland. Looks like Mothland Records. Okay. All right. Let's take a listen to this here on CITR. Whoa, let's not listen to that. 101.9. FM. Let's see what happens now. Oh, I'll try to kill whatever that is. Stuff coming up. Where is that coming from? PC? What is that? Okay. I don't know what that is. I don't know why that's playing. Okay. Let me try this again. Let me kill that, this, and click on this and see what happens. Yeah, there's music coming out. I don't know why. Oh, why is that happening? Okay. It's not the music I want. Okay, let me try this. Let me try this again. Okay, hold on a second here. Okay, let me try this again. I think I figured it out. All right, guys. I swear, my brain and my body are not really in one as one. I got a gimpy left hand. I don't know. I think that's affecting my brain. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again. My name's Anita B. Here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is called You Do Right. We'll be right back.
crime racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yes, you are. And I'm doing this single-handedly. That just came out. Because I really am doing this with one hand. So even putting my headphones on quickly, can't do it. So I have no headphones on right now. Okay, that right there is Tegan and Sarah with the song Back in Your Head from their 2007, can you believe it, record The Con. That's been that long ago since that song came out. You know, of course, Tegan and Sarah is everybody's favorite identical twin lesbian band, right? Out of Calgary. Yeah. And then before that, we heard something from The Walkmen. Now, The Walkmen are a band who have members in New York City and Philadelphia. They were formed way back in 2000. And we heard, I think their hit song, it was like pretty big back in the day, called The Rat, off their 04 record, Bows and Arrows. Before that, we heard something from the Toronto band, female fronted, PACS, P-A-C-K-S, all caps. From their new record, Ouch, plus B-sides, we heard Tight Mouth. Yes, we did. All right, the time is 7:56. And since I got a late start to my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, by the way, I'm going to stay an extra 12 minutes, you know, just to even it out. I had some weird, like, tech issues at first. I was here on time, let the record state. My name's Anita B. So my show here runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And can you believe the date is already August 11th? Because I can't. It's hard. I'm like trying to figure out where all these days went. I broke my finger on August 1st. That's a clear, you know, date to remember. The first of a month, right? And that was 10 days ago. What? Okay. Let's continue. What do I got next? Oh, I've got something from Ron Gallo. This guy's pretty cool. Ron Gallo. He's got, first of all, very dope hair. He's a white guy with full on afro. Very cool hair. Where is he from? I should know this. I don't know. He's from the States someplace. Where is he from? Oh, shoot. I knew this. Anyways, we're going to hear something from his 2017 record, which is entitled Heavy Meta. Heavy M-E-T-A. The song is just killer. When this song came out, it was like my favorite song, like forever. And it's up there. It's up there. It's a classic. It's called Young Lady, You're Scaring Me. And you need to see the video. The video's killer. So let's listen to some Ron Gallo here on CITR 101.9.
Strangler as I was about to say no. said no need. Get out, take your purse. Young lady, all scared. Young lady, all scared. Remember that time you wrote me 200 letters, never once to a single reply.
What a great song. That is the OCs out of San Francisco with the song Toe Cutter off the 2013 record of theirs called Floating Coffin. And I'm going to leave us with one more before I get out of here. My name is Anita B. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for listening, all one of you. And if you want to listen to any of these shows, please just go to CITR.ca and find the podcast section, because all of us podcast our shows. So it's there for posterity. It's pretty crazy, right? And I'll be back in 2 weeks. My show's every second week, 6:30 to 8. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm going to, again, leave us with, what do I have here? Oh, yeah, I've got this band called Goodbye Honolulu. So Goodbye Honolulu is a band out of Toronto. I've played a lot of Toronto bands tonight. And it's interesting because my friend Mar, who's originally from Vancouver, she's also lived in Britain, and but now she calls Toronto her home, is the manager, I believe, for this band, Goodbye Honolulu. And she does a show at the University of Toronto station. She's a good'un. Hi, Mar, wherever you are. So let's listen to these guys. And I'll be back soon enough. And be safe and have a good night. And yeah, get vaccinated, you dummies. Do it. Good. All right. Let's take a look here. I don't have any technical difficulties to usher my way out with. And yeah, take care.